What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman for AwesomeO.com, and I am back with my NBA DFS contenders on DraftKings for Wednesday, July 14th. Now, be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Then head on over to Twitter and follow me, at Josh Engelman. Only place you're going to get updates to my sim results as we get closer to lock. And finally, let me know in the comments section who is your favorite and least favorite of my contenders for today's slate. Before we look at the outside looking in, guys, got to let you guys know, live before lock for myself and Lofty from 8 to 9. Obviously, everybody's going to be there for the breakdown, but stick around. Stay on that stream. We are staying live through the beginning of the game. We're going to watch at least the first quarter, hang out for like a half hour, take some questions, but we're just going to watch the game, do a little live commentary, something new for you guys, live after lock, starting at 9 on the same stream as live before lock. Now, on the outside looking in, Cam Johnson, Pat Connaughton, Devin Booker, PJ Tucker, and Torrey Craig. Who will be my favorites? My top five plays for today? It's time to find out. First up at number five, we're going to $9,200 Drew Holiday, projected for 41 fantasy points. He's in the optimal captain spot 13% of the time, at the flex 38% of the time, and he's a coin flip to be in the optimal 51% likelihood to do so. 41 minutes, 19, 7.5, almost 5 boards, 2.5 stocks. You know what you're getting out of Drew. You just hope the shot falls. When push comes to shove, that's what you're looking for on Drew Holiday. He has been shooting poorly in the playoffs so far, just 30% from three. If that rebounds at all, you know what you're getting out of him from an assist. He's going to have the ball. You know you're getting the assists. You know you're getting the defensive stats. You know you're even getting a couple of rebounds. The points are the question mark. You know he can score. It's just, will he? And I like taking that sort of upside as a Drew Holiday captain play. He hasn't been picking up as much ownership in the captain spot that I've recommended, so I'm going to keep going to him. At number four, we're going to a slightly more expensive teammate, 10K Chris Middleton, projected for 44. He's in the captain spot 14% of the time, optimal flex 40% of the time, just slightly more than Drew Holiday, 54% likelihood of being in the optimal altogether. I have him in for 42 minutes, 24.5 points, 6.5 boards, and 6 assists. That's a major stat line. 24-6-6 in the finals of the playoffs. You know how much I love Chris Middleton, but man, he gets slept on a bit. 1.5 stocks as well. You know you live and die by Chris Middleton in the mid-range. If that mid-range shot starts falling, he starts feeling himself, chucking up a couple extra threes, the points start coming in bunches. Or he misses a ton of shots and the Bucks have to scramble. I'm going to bet on Chris Middleton making a couple of those shots. I think he does well in the mid-range today, although I do think this game stays close. Check out the breakfast menu for more thoughts there. But Chris Middleton at 10K, happy to get there. Next up at number three, we're going to $8,400 DeAndre Ayton, projected for 38. He's the optimal captain 15% of the time, in the flex spot 40% of the time, 55% chance of being in the optimal altogether. Got into a little bit of foul trouble for the first time in a while, and that really limited his upside in game three. I think that he can avoid that a little bit more in game four. I've got him in for 40 minutes, 17.5 points and 12 rebounds. So just a monster double-double as a median projection, plus the 2.5 stocks. Not really looking for assists out of DeAndre Ayton, but this one just comes down to whether or not he can stay on the floor for the 40 minutes. If he does, he's an incredible play at 8,400. If the foul trouble plagues him again, one, this game probably doesn't stay close because I don't think Phoenix can hang in without DeAndre Ayton. It's not Frank Kaminsky now that Dario Saric is gone. So as long as you think that DeAndre Ayton can stay out of foul trouble, he's an outstanding play today on DraftKings. Chris Paul is up at the number two spot, 9,600, projected for 45 fantasy points. Optimal captain 13% of the time, optimal flex 44. Do you see a theme here? Paul, Ayton, Middleton, Holiday. They're all basically the exact same play today. Very minimal. The margins between these guys, ultra small. 40 minutes for Chris Paul. Didn't go well for him in game three. Played limited minutes just because the game wasn't close. But 20 points, 10 assists. So right out of the gate, a double-double. Almost 5 boards. Almost 2 steals. Chris Paul is not going to be happy about game three. I think he's going to really try to buckle down and control everything for Phoenix. I think he gets going a little bit more here. I actually took him to double-double on the breakfast menu today. Check that out again, by the way. So that's why he shows up as my number two spot. I think there's just too much value in Paul at 9,600 if he's playing that full 40 minutes. And if the game is close, he's absolutely doing that. Now, before we get to Giannis Antetokounmpo, one last reminder, hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Then head on over to Twitter and follow me, at Josh Engelman. It's the only place you're going to get updates to my sim results as we get closer to lock. And finally, in the comment section underneath this video, I need your favorite contender, your least favorite contender, and the guy that you thought was going to be on this list that you do not see. Finally, the no-brainer number one contender, Giannis Antetokounmpo, $12,200. That is a big-time price tag. Projected for 60.5 fantasy points, a 25% chance of being the optimal captain, a 50% chance of being in the optimal flex spot, 75% chance of just being in the optimal in general. That's 40 minutes for Giannis. 33 points, 12 boards, 6 assists, and 2.5 stocks. This guy is insane. He's having an incredible finals, hanging 40-plus point games in back-to-back. I don't know what he's going to do here to try to top it, but he's been lethal in transition. He's been lethal in the screen and roll game. He's been lethal in the help defense game. And he's just unquestionably the best player in this series. Don't overthink it. Play a lot of Giannis. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on DraftKings for Wednesday, July 14th. Once again, the FanDuel version of this video is around here somewhere. Strategy show at 10 a.m. with Lofi. Don't miss it. Live before lock from 8 to 9 and live after lock on the same stream starting at 9 a.m. You don't want to miss any of it. Thank you guys for joining me. Good luck tonight. I will be back again on Saturday for Game 5 of the NBA Finals. I'll see you guys then. I didn't know what else to say. That's it.